The high, warm sun shone down on Clooney the Scourge. Clooney was coming. He was big and tough, an evil rat with ragged fur and curved, jagged teeth. He wore a black eye patch. His eye had been torn out in a battle with a pike. Clooney had lost an eye. The pike had lost its life. Some said that Clooney was a Portuguese rat. Others said he came from jungles far across the wide oceans. Nobody knew for sure. Clooney was a bilge rat, the biggest, most savage rodent that ever jumped from ship to shore. He was black, with grey and pink scars all over his huge, sleek body, from the tip of his wet nose, up past his green and yellow slitted eye, across his mean and tattered ears, down the length of his heavy, vermin-ridden back to the enormous whip-like tail which had earned him his title. Clooney the Scourge. Now he rode on the back of a hay wagon with his 500 followers, a mighty army of rats, sewer rats, tavern rats, water rats, dockside rats. Clooney's army, fearing, yet following him. Red Tooth, his second in command, carried a long pole. This was Clooney's personal standard, and the skull of a ferret was fixed at its top. Clooney had killed the ferret. He feared no living thing. Wild-eyed, and with the terror of rat smell in its nostrils, the horse plunged ahead without any driver. Where the hay cart was taking him was of little concern to Clooney. Straight on, the panicked horse galloped, past the milestone lodged in the earth at the roadside, heedless of the letters graven in the stone. Redwall Abbey, 15 miles. Clooney spat over the edge of the cart at two young rabbits playing in a field. Tasty little things. A pity the cart hadn't stopped yet, he thought. The high warm sun shone down on Clooney the Scourge. Clooney was a god of war. Clooney was coming nearer. May had no idea what it was that came over her and gave her the courage to lean into Orla and kiss her for the first time. It could have been the fact that they were sitting by the ocean, and the whisper, rush and salty air was enough to make just about anyone a little braver, a little more elemental. It could have been that they were 7 hours away from home, cloistered away with 200 other strangers speaking the Irish language day in, day out. So even the act of sitting on a wall by the sea speaking English felt like a conspiracy. Especially because it was 10 p.m. on a Friday, while everyone else was at the disco. And May hadn't even told her brother where she was going. So call it oceanside bravery, being somewhere nobody else knew where they were. Whatever it was the most gorgeous first kiss May could have asked for. Jackpot. Both girls laughed and kissed again, cold fingers locked together. It felt to May as though the waves were roaring in celebration of them. How lucky this particular skirt of water was to be spectator to their romance. How lucky the girls.